This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance Wednesday in the southern state of Georgia. Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner of one of two Senate runoffs, but his opponent, Republican Kelly Loeffler, is not conceding. Meanwhile, the other race is too close to call. Georgia election officials say final results are expected sometime today, Wednesday. Lawmakers from the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives are scheduled to meet Wednesday in a joint session of Congress to count and certify electoral votes based on the result of the November presidential election. President Donald Trump continues pushing his most loyal lieutenant to overturn the White House election results. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Vice President Pence will preside as a joint session of Congress meets to count the Electoral College votes and formalize Joe Biden's win. It's a largely ceremonial role. Open the electoral vote certificates from each state and later do what then Vice President Biden did 4 years ago.
Donald Trump of New York has received, for President of the United States, 304 votes.
Announced the winner, but the president's urging Pence to use power he doesn't actually have, pressuring him to undo the will of voters in some battleground states. The president tweeted this morning, "Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage." It's actually up to the House and Senate to voice objections, and more than 100 Republicans are expected to, forcing votes in the two chambers that'll most certainly fail. Sagar Magani, Washington.
German-listed companies must include women on their executive boards as part of a landmark bill agreed by the country's coalition government Wednesday after voluntary efforts failed to close a gender gap. The law sends a very strong signal.